welcome you this morning to Grace Chapel. Having the dark privilege to present this morning's message in two languages. My Chinese is not as good as his.
我的英文不及他的好
So we'll work together.
所以我们一起来同工,
and hope everyone understands what we're saying.
希望大家都明白我们所讲的是什么.
Because we believe the gospel is for everyone.
我们都认同福音是为所有人预备的.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
从太阳起来和太阳下山.
May the Lord's name be praised.
Amen.
Let
us pray. Our God and our Father, we thank you this morning that we can be together in this manner and in this way. We thank you for the freedom we have in this country to gather, to open your word. We pray that this day you would speak to us. As we consider the Vacation Bible School ahead, we pray, God, that your spirit might work in the lives of everyone who attends, and we pray that we might be blessed and prepared, even as we consider the great truths in your word, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Would you turn your Bibles to the book of Exodus, please? What we are going to do today is give you an overview of what is going to be taught this week.
我们现在跟大家分享的就是上礼拜这个圣经学校我们的大纲。
The purpose of this is twofold.
有目的有两方面。
First, that you might know what the children are learning so that you can pray.
第一件就是你知道这个学生上礼拜学是什么，你可以为他们祷告。
We want them to understand God's truth.
我们要他明白神的真理。
And we want them to understand it clearly.
我们要让他们认定得很清楚。
That is not just up to the speaker.
也不是因为某一个讲员的。
Nor is it up to the teachers in the classroom.
也不是借着老师的。
We are engaged in a spiritual warfare.
我们是一个属灵的征战。
There are forces at work that would seek to keep these children in bondage. Paul tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That we are engaged in a warfare against spiritual forces of darkness. So what weapons do we have against such enemies?
所以我们对这些敌人，我们有什么武器呢？
The principal one is prayer.
最主要就是祷告。
And the word of God.
神的话语。
Which is the sword of the spirit.
就是灵的宝剑。
And so we want you to pray in light of what the children should be learning.
所以我们希望你为儿童将要学习的大家一起来祷告。
Also, many of you are working here in Vacation Bible School.
我们知道我们在座有很多在这个暑期的圣经学校的同工。
I would like all of you to please stand up right now.
我盼望你们大家站起来。
As you can see, there are many people here who are working in VBS.
我们看见有许多的同工在这个暑期的圣经学校里面摆上他们的许多。
You should be praying for them as well.
你们也应该为他们祷告。
Thank you, may be seated.
谢谢，请大家坐下来。
While you are here during Vacation Bible School,
我们在这夏天的礼拜的圣经学校里面,
many of you will not hear the messages.
很多人也没有机会听到信息。
And so I want to give you an insight as well.
所以我今天希望大家有一点沟通。
So that you can share with the children and ask them questions.
所以你可以与儿童们分享，问他们问题。
And you are understanding what we're trying to get across.
所以希望你今天能明白我们所传达的信息。
His job is much harder than mine.
His job is hard too.
话就是那个 what I'm going to say next.
他可以停下来，他细想。
He has no idea what I'm going to say.
所以他所讲的一点概念都没有。
He's doing a good job.
他认为我还可以。
We are using Star Wars as a theme.
我们是用星球大战成为今天这个暑期的一个题目。
Throughout the years at Vacation Bible School, we have often used popular culture as a hook.
我们常常用一个一些潮流的文化来做一个暑期圣经学校的题目。
You might wonder what is our thinking behind this.
你可能感奇怪，我们在想什么？
Well, in the story of the Exodus,
在出埃及记的故事里面。
When the children of Israel departed from Egypt,
当神的儿童的以色列人离开埃及的时候，
the Egyptians loaded them with lots of gifts.
这个埃及人送这些以色列人很多的礼物。
In fact, the Egyptians were plundered by the Israelites as they left.
其实这些以色列人从埃及人手中夺取很多东西。
What do you think they built the tabernacle out of?
你认为这些以色列人在建会幕的时候是用什么材料？
Where did all the gold and the silver and the linen and the cloth come from?
这些金银这个床单类的这些布是从哪里来的？
The Israelites had been slaves.
你明白这些以色列人本来是那个奴隶。
See, it was the plunder of the Egyptians that God used to build his tabernacle.
是神让以色列人从埃及人手中夺取很多东西来建这个会幕。
And so, in a similar way, we plunder popular culture.
所以用同一个思想的方法，我们是从世界里面夺取一些东西过来。
To serve a higher purpose.
用成为一个更高的目的。
And hope by God's Spirit to transform it.
我们求神让他能改变生命的旨意。
Into a tool to preach the gospel.
成为我们让传福音的器皿。
So what we're talking about is not just Star Wars.
所以我们不是单单讲星球大战这个意思。
But eternity wars.
是一种永恒的征战。
I was thinking about this yesterday.
我昨天在思考这个问题。
That our God is an infinite God.
我们的神是永恒没有限期的神。
That he's without boundary.
他是没有界限的。
He has no limitations.
对他来讲，什么事都可以做的。
He has no beginning nor end.
没有开始，没有结束。
This is the God who is.
接着是神的所事。
And I asked myself, what would be representative of his glory?
我就问我自己，用什么来代表神的荣耀呢？
But think of the universe.
我们看看宇宙万物。
Is the closest thing to infinity that we can imagine.
在人类来讲，这个宇宙就是我们想很非理智的。
The distances stagger our imagination.
这些距离都超越我们所能了解的。
The sheer vastness is beyond our comprehension.
这个距离，这个大小根本超过我们所想象的。
How can we possibly comprehend this?
我们怎么可能能明白呢？
I remember taking an astronomy class.
我念过一个天文学的课。
It was just an elective for me.
只是一个选择课而已。
And we got to look at these big star plates.
我们看见一些的模型，很大的模型。
Where the professor had gotten them from a local observatory.
这个教授是一个本地的天文台拿过来的。
There were photographs from the telescope.
只是一些图片而已。
Blown up to tabletop size.
放大了，好像一个桌子一样大。
They were reverse negatives.
这就是一些的 reverse negative.
底片。So that what was dark was light.
所以本来是黑的，现在是有光亮的。
And what was light would show up dark.
And 有光亮的变成有黑的。
And so the stars would be black dots across this white canvas.
所以在白色的背景上，这些星星的黑点。
And each table had a different quadrant of this night sky.
所以每一个座子代表宇宙的某一方面。
Just a small slice.
这是宇宙的一点点而已。
And the professor gave us these monocles. And there were hundreds of them on every
side. 想千想万的
Not stars.
不是星星啊
Galaxies. Thousands of galaxies of which the Milky Way is only one.
就是这个宇宙的很多很多的这个 Milky Ways.
What vastness.
这个太庞大了
What infinity.
这个是无限的
That is what God has given us to imagine eternity.
这个是神让我们去想象什么是永恒。
He created this vast universe because He is infinite.
他创造了这一个世界，因为他是无限的。
And even this cannot contain Him.
就是这一个创造也没有办法来形容神。
So eternity is without beginning or without end.
所以永恒是没有开始，没有结束的。
And what we are trying to do this week,
我们下个礼拜预备所做的
is be instruments of God,
就成为神的器皿
so that He can change the destiny of boys and girls for us.
所以神可以把这一些男孩子、女孩子的生命改变。
We were all once children.
我们曾经也是他们演的年纪。
Some of us, that was a long time ago.
那许多人这个是很多年前的事。
For some of us, it's a little more recent.
有一些人可能我们小孩时代还是不久之前。
But whether we are young or old,
不管我们是年轻的还是年长的
we are all moving toward eternity.
我们都向永恒进前。
And the fact is, none of us know when this life will end for us.
我们事实，我们没有一个人知道这个永恒什么时候。
We can walk through a cemetery.
我们可以经过墓地。
And if we were to go as a field trip right now, all of us.
假如我们今天要一个旅行，走到一个墓地的话
，we could find someone buried there our age.
我们可以看见有一些被埋葬的人是我们的年纪。
Whether we're in our 90s,
可能他是九十岁
or in our 20s,
maybe 他是二十岁
or even in our teens.
可是有一些是年轻人。
You see, eternity begins the moment I leave this life.
永恒的我们在地球的地上一个日子过了以后就开始了。
And that is what is at stake.
这个就是我们现在要去注重的。
We're going to be using the story of Moses as our motif.
我们现在是用摩西的故事成为我们的主题。
We're going to be telling the story of the Exodus and using it to point to the gospel.
我们就用出埃及记这个故事指向福音。
Let me share with you some observations about the story.
让我跟大家分享我一些的看见。
We see an evil empire.
我们看见一个邪恶的帝国
，ruled by a tyrant.
有一个独裁的人来管制
，who's revered by his people as a god on earth.
但是他的子民看他成为一个神
，who holds the power of life and death in his staff.
他有控制神的生命的权力
，and who is a representative of all the gods of creation.
他也是代表其他的人创造的神的代表
and who holds his people in spiritual darkness.
他也让他的子民在一个属灵的黑暗里面
We see an enslaved people.
我们看见这些人都是奴隶
a people oppressed and abused.
他们被压迫被苦待
who cry out for freedom.
他们向神来呼求
And look for a deliverer.
他们要找一个拯，寻找一个拯救。
We see a clash of light and darkness. We see the gods of men exposed as frauds. We see the triumph of good over evil. In this story, there is danger. There is destruction. There is death. And there is deliverance. And so that is the overarching theme of this story. And you can see how it relates to the gospel. In Exodus chapter 1, we read these words. Verse 8. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply, and it happen in the event of war that they join our enemies and fight against us and so go up out of the land.
来吧，我们不如用巧计待他们，恐怕他们多起来，日后若遇上什么征战的事，就联合我们的仇敌攻击我们，离开这地区了。
Therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were in dread of the children of Israel. So the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar, in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with rigor. Did you ever ask yourself, what makes an empire evil? Every action story has some villain. And in Star Wars, it was the evil emperor and the empire. But what makes them evil? Well, in the story of the Israelites, it was their oppression. They were physically burdened by their labor. Their lives were not their own to live. They were slaves to Pharaoh. Their lives were bitter with sorrow and death. And it becomes a metaphor for our spiritual condition. Jesus would invite us to come to him. He says, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, come to me.
所有你们劳苦愁烦的都可以来我这里。
What makes us weary and heavy burdened?
什么事情让我们满有重担愁烦呢?
Well, the answer is our sin.
这个答案就是我们的罪。
It is the guilt that sin produces that weighs us down.
罪让我们产生内疚，让我们就是把我们变成愁烦。
And the shame or embarrassment that we feel over our failures.
我们的一些的羞辱。
People labor long to get rid of this feeling.
有很多人, 用这个方法要把给一种感觉除掉。
They create all kinds of religions to try to appease their guilt.
他们自己创造一些宗教来要把除去这一种内疚。
They set up rules.
他们有一些规条。
They create rituals.
他们有一些的做事的方法。
They perform ceremonies and sacrifices.
他有很多的聚会，有很多的献祭。
And there are only two outcomes in that system.
在这个系统里面只有两种结果。
Either they live a life of guilt.
一，他们是永远在一个罪过的一个生命。
Or they give up on their religion.
第二，就是他们根本放弃宗教信仰。
See, no one lives up to their own rules.
没有一个人能成就他们所设立的规条。
No one does.
没有一个人。
Not the Buddhist.
没佛教徒不行。
Not the Muslim.
回教徒也不行。
Not the Jew.
犹太人不行。
No one.
没有一个人。
Not even the atheist.
甚至这些无神论的也不行。
They say I will do this.
他们说我会做这个事情。
And that will make you a good person.
我就是一个好人呢。
And then they don't do that.
但是他们没有去做。
They make resolutions.
他们有一些的决议。
And they say this will help me improve.
他说解药会帮助我进步。
And then they break them.
但是他把他们破坏了。
And if they don't,
假如他没有做
，they're miserable.
他们自己也很愁苦
，filled with their own self-righteousness。
他们就满这心里面都是有自我的主义
，and they look down on their fellow man。
他轻看其他人
，which is a sin in itself。
这个轻看就是一个罪。
You see, it's the burdens that we bear that make us part of an evil empire。
就是这一切的重担，让我们成为一个邪恶帝国的一份子。
The Bible says the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one.
这个圣经说，整个世界都是这种邪恶的势力之下。
That the devil is the prince of the power of the air.
这个魔鬼就是这个空中掌权的皇，这个王。
And Jesus would say to those who did not believe in him, "You are of your father, the devil."
这个耶稣就对不信他的人说：“你就是这个魔鬼的儿子。”
So tomorrow's message, we're going to talk about how Christ delivers us from an evil empire.
明天我们的对儿子的故事就是怎么样耶稣把我们脱离这个邪恶的帝国。
One of the memory verses is from Colossians chapter 1.
有一个他们就背诵的经文是《哥罗西书》第一章。
He has delivered us from the power of darkness.
他把我们从黑暗的世界里面释放出来。
And conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
把我们转移到他儿子爱的国度里面。
In whom we have redemption.
在他里面我们被救赎。
Through His blood.
借着他的宝血。
The forgiveness of sins.
就是我们的罪得到赦免。
You see, redemption is a word that referred to slavery.
救赎这一个字跟奴隶是有关系的。
It was a word that was used to describe how a slave was bought at market.
救赎好像一个奴隶被赎回一样。
And so here is an image that the Bible gives us.
这个就是叫一个圣经给我们的图画。
That we were once slaves to sin.
我们曾经都是罪的奴隶。
Are purchased out of the slave market of sin.
但是我们被这个奴隶的市场里面被赎回。
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣基督的宝血。
And instead of burdens,
除了重担之外，
we're given new life.
我们现在会有一个被赐予一个新的生命。
Instead of being slaves,
不再是奴隶。
We're given freedom.
我们在主里面得了自由。
Instead of having our lives bitter with sorrow,
我们不在生命里面愁苦。
We're given the love of God.
因为我们已经有神的爱。
And that what makes us free.
就是神的爱让我们得到自由。
On Tuesday, we're going to be looking at who God is.
礼拜二我们就看神是什么人。
There are many ideas about who God is in the world today.
神的所事有很多的解释。
When Moses is called by God at the burning bush,
当摩西在焚烧的荆棘被神呼召的时候，
Moses asks God a very legitimate question.
摩西问了一个很有理智的问题。
Now we need to appreciate why he would ask this.
我们要明白为什么摩西要问这个问题。
For 400 years, the children of Israel have lived in Egypt.
因为一个以色列人离了埃及住了四百年。
Generation after generation has been born and lived and died in a pagan land.
一代一代的以色列人都是一个外邦人里面出生死亡。
The Egyptians worshipped many gods.
埃及人拜很多的偶像。
In fact, there was not a strict theology in ancient Egypt.
其实在那个古代埃及没有一个独一的神学。
It was really like a smorgasbord.
对，好像一个
salad bar.
好像一个沙拉吧。
You pick and choose what you like.
你可以选择任何的沙拉。
And the children of Israel would have been exposed to all these different gods.
所以埃及的人会在，就是说在这许多的神里面可以选择。
And so I'm sure there were some who remembered the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我相信有一些人 是记得这个亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神。
But we would be naive if we thought they were all faithful.
但是我们会非常幼稚，假如我们认为他们都非常的有信心。
I mean, how many idols do you have in your life?
我在问大家，你的心生命里面你有多少的偶像？
The culture influences us.
这个文化影响我们。
Oh, it's not necessarily Baal or Set or Amun Ra.
我们不一定要做这一些崇拜偶像的。
But it might be popularity.
只是说这个是潮流而已。
It might be pleasure.
这个是一些的乐趣而已。
It might be money.
可能是跟金钱有关系。
There are many gods in our culture that people worship.
我们的文化里面有很多的偶像，我们是崇拜的。
And we are often influenced by them even as God's people.
很多时候，虽然我们是神的儿女，我们也是被这些偶像潮流来影响。
So God asked Moses, "What is your name?" Moses asked God, "What is your name?"
所以那个。摩西问神，你的名字是什么？
Yeah, well, God, Moses asked God, "What is your name?" And that's it was a good question.
这是一个非常好的问题。
God answers Moses in a very strange way.
这个神用一个很奇妙的方法回答。
He doesn't give him a name like we would think.
他没有给他一个我们所认为的这种名字。
He says, "I am who I am."
他说我是。
Tell them, "I am the sin."
你对你的埃及人神说，我是差遣我来的。
You see, God is personal.
神是非常与我们的个人关系的。
In the Star Wars universe,
在这个星球大战里边的宇宙，
the ultimate reality is called the Force.
最终的一个现实就是这个英文的 force 这个能力。
And George Lucas borrowed this from Eastern philosophy.
这个作者 George Lucas 是借着东方的一些著作来有这个构思的。
You might be familiar with Taoism.
Maybe 你对道教很有认识。
And Lao Tzu taught that the nameless force behind the universe controlled all things.
老子是让一个无名的能力
that which can be named is not the Tao.
这个能力不是这个道。
And this idea that the ultimate reality is not a person.
这个意念就是这一个能力不是一个人。And
this idea is also found in Hinduism.
在一个印度教也有这个概念
where Brahma is above and beyond everything.
这个道教的神是超越所有的。
And the cosmos is the ultimate reality.
这个 cosmos 这个宇宙就是这个最终的。
And the cosmos is not personal.
但是这个 cosmos 这个宇宙 不是一个人。
It's not a he or a she.
不是一个他和另外一个他。
It's an it.
它是一个it 就是一个动物的它。
Even in Islam,
在一个伊斯兰
，Allah is not personal.
阿拉不是一个人。
Muslims fear Allah.
他们一个回教徒非常敬畏阿拉。
But no one would speak in Islam of a personal relationship with Allah.
但是他们不会说我跟阿拉有个人的关系。
Allah is too far removed.
因为这个阿拉太远了。
He is too far above us.
他远远超越他们。
You would not even think of saying you love Allah.
你甚至不能讲我爱阿拉。
In many ways, impersonal.
这个人的关系。
God reveals himself to Moses as the great I am.
这个神显现给摩西，他说我是。
It's the language of personal identity.
这个就是一个个人的一个关系。
As the Western philosopher said, I think, therefore I am.
这个西方的哲学家说 I think 就是我是。
There is a sense in which there is a personal identity.
这好像一种个人的一个记号。
God is not a force.
神不是一种能力。
He's not like electricity.
他不是好像电影人一样。
He's not a force of nature.
他不是只是一种天然的能力。
He's not an it.
他不是一个动物的他。
He is a person.
他是一个人。
We are people.
我们是人类
because he is a person.
Because 我们的神是一个人
we are made in his image.
因为我们是根据他的形象来被创造的
your identity is not an illusion.
你的自豪不是一种幻想
nor is your individuality unimportant.
你的个性是重要的
in fact, God created us because we are to reflect his glory.
其实是神创造我们因为我们要彰显他的荣耀。
And it always amazes me.
常常让我惊讶。
How different we all are.
我们为什么每个人都不一样。
And it takes all of us.
因为要我们全人。
Who have ever lived.
我们曾经有生命的。
To reflect his glory.
我们要彰显神的荣耀。
That it could not be reflected in only one of us.
不是单单某一个来彰显
or only one type of person,
而只要一种人可以彰显
or only one nationality,
而只要一种国家的人可以彰显
or only one language,
而只要一种说同一语言的人彰显
but the scope of the human race,
这是整个人类
with all its diversity,
虽然我们讲的不一样
and all its creativity,
只要我们的创造能力不一样
will be used to glorify him,
都被用上来彰显神的荣耀
And even then, it would not be enough.
其实一甚至减量，我们也不够。
You see, we want to communicate who God is to the children.
我们希望我们把神来传给我们的儿童了解。
When I talk to my students about Taoism and Brahmanism,
当我跟我的学生分享一些其他的宗教
I make it very plain to them.
我讲得很清楚明白。
The Tao does not care about you.
这一些其他的宗教根本不关心你们。
And Rama does not love you.
这个 Rama 也不爱你们。
It never has.
因为他从来没有爱过你们。
It never will.
他永远不会爱你们。
Because it can't.
因为他不能。
Because love is the language of people.
因为爱是人的语言。
Only a person can love another person.
因为只有一个人能爱另外一个人。
Electricity does not love.
电力不能爱
Water does not love.
水不爱
Sunlight does not love.
这个阳光也不能爱
A father loves his son.
但是一个父亲爱一个儿子
A mother loves her children.
母亲爱她的儿女
Children love their parents.
就是儿女爱他的父母
This is what people do.
这就是人所做的
And we do this because we're made in his image.
我们这样做因为我们是根据神的形象被创造的
There is a God who exists.
因为我们有一个神，他是存在的。
And this God is love.
这个神就是爱。
So on Tuesday, that's what we're trying to focus on.
这个是礼拜二我们专注的题目。
On Wednesday, we're going to be talking about the plagues of Egypt.
礼拜三，我们就讲到这个那个埃及的灾难。
And of course, that begins in Exodus chapter 4, and sort of goes right on through to Exodus chapter 11.
是从出埃及第十章一直到第十一章。
Now, one of the things that we want to get across to the children.
一个事情我们要把我们的信息传给我们的儿童的。
Is that the plagues were like a giant object lesson.
这一种灾难好像在他面前的一个非常大的一个东西。
The plagues were not simply natural phenomena.
不单单是一个天然的一个现象。
Even though some of them might have occurred naturally at other times.
虽然这一些可能在一个大自然里面发生。
The plagues were designed by God.
这一些的灾难是神特别设计的。
To teach the children of Israel,
要教导那个以色列人
that there is only one God,
就教导他们只有一个神
and that is the God of their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
也就是他们的那个亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的神
and that God was executing judgment on the Egyptian gods.
神会审判埃及的假神。
That the spiritual forces that energized the Egyptian polytheism were going to be exposed.
这一些能力就是让埃及有多神论的，他们会完全不被神来这个显明出来。
One of the first things you learned about the history of Egypt.
我们早年念的埃及的历史，有一件事我们很快看到。
Was that Egypt was the gift of the Nile.
因为埃及是靠这个尼罗河的。
Every textbook starts with that quote by Herodotus.
因为每一本书关埃及历史的都讲尼罗河的。
No Nile, no Egypt.
没有尼罗河，没有埃及。
The entire life of Egyptian civilization depended on the Nile River.
埃及的文化存留是因为因着尼罗河。
What was the first plague?
第一灾是什么?
God turned the Nile to blood.
神把尼罗河的水变成血的颜色。
Think about that.
大家细想一想。
Their water turned to blood.
这水变成血。
Just imagine how that smelled.
你看看这个味道是怎么样。
How that tasted.
他们的你们又尝见一些水的时候什么味道。
And it lasted probably for 7 days.
他们一直持续七天。
In a very hot climate.
在非常炎热的天气。
You see, the river was a god in itself.
你要看那个河，在埃及来讲是神一样。
This was an ancient Egyptian prayer.
这有一个古代的那个埃及的祷告。
Hail to you, O Nile.
这个尼罗河。Hail 是崇拜尼罗河一样 Hail
that issues from the earth
这个地球的
and keeps Egypt alive
这个尼罗河是让埃及存留的
this was the first judgment
这个是第一个审判
now if you go to an encyclopedia
假如你是这个百科全书这个全书
And you look up Egyptian gods.
你就看那个埃及的假神。
You're going to find out they worship all kinds of things.
你会看见很多东西。
They worship frogs.
他们拜那个青蛙。
They worship bugs.
他们拜一些昆虫。
They worship cows.
他们拜一个牛。
They worship Pharaoh.
他们拜法老。
Guess what?
你们想一想。
God said you like frogs?
这个神说你要青蛙吗？
Have some frogs.
他给送来给你。
Right into their bedroom.
就他们的房间里面。
You like bugs?
你要虫吗？
We'll give you gnats and lice.
我给你各样的昆虫。
We'll give you swarms of flies.
一群的。
And we'll give you disease.
我给你们疾病。
Because they worship God that had control over disease and health.
因为你们拜这些神，他原来是可以控制疾病的。
They worship Hathor.
What?
Hathor. Worship Hathor.
What is that? Okay, 他们有一个神叫 Hathor.
She was the god of cows and cattle.
因为她是牛的神。
She was often represented with a cow.
她是代表的一些牛群的。
And their cattle started dying.
她们牛群开始开始死亡。
In other words, the plagues were not just random occurrences.
换句话说，这些灾不是一些临时发生的事情。
They were not natural phenomena.
不是单单是一些自然的现象。
They were not just bad things that God was bringing to the nation of Egypt.
不单单是一些神带来的不好的事情。
God was declaring to the Egyptians and the Israelites.
神是向的埃及人跟以色列人宣告。
That Moses is God.
That 摩西的神
was God.
就是这个神
And there was no other.
没有其他的神
And you see, the very last plague.
最后一个灾
The plague that ended in the death of the firstborn.
就是长子之灾
Was an attack on Pharaoh himself.
就是对这那个法老王的刑罚。
Because Pharaoh was God on earth.
因为法老在他埃及里面被认为是神。
And God was going to show the lie behind them.
所以我们的神就是向他们显现。
What kind of God was that?
他们的神是什么的神？
Who could not protect his people.
他们连他们自己的子民也不能保护。
Nor save his own son.
或甚至拯救他自己的儿子。
And when you think about that,
当你思考这个问题的时候
that brings us into Thursday's message.
就带了我们到礼拜四的主题
Because on Thursday we see the Passover.
我们主题礼拜四的逾越节
And in the Passover we read how God told the children of Israel to be spared.
我们在逾越节这个故事里面要看见神怎么拯救以色列的儿女。
That a lamb would be sacrificed.
就一个羔羊被献祭
And that his blood would be spilled.
他的血洒出来
And that the blood would be applied to the lintel and the doorposts.
这些血会放在这个门框这个门的两旁
And God said,
And 神说
When I see the blood,
当我看见这个血
I will pass over you.
我就越过去
And thousands of years later,
许多年之后
Jesus would walk by the Jordan River.
耶稣会走在约旦河
And John the Baptist would declare,
施洗约翰会宣告
Behold the Lamb of God.
看那神的羔羊
Who takes away the sin of the world.
除去世人的罪孽
He was the true God.
他是真神在地上的真神
And the one true God could have saved his son.
我们的神可以拯救他的儿子
but chose not to spare
但是他选择连他儿子也不顾
but delivered him up for us all.
把他献上为了我们
And on Friday,
在礼拜五
we will talk about how they fled Egypt.
我们看见那个以色列人这个离开埃及
and how God parted the sea.
And 神怎么样分开红海
and as they passed through the Red Sea.
所以他们可以经过红海。
And as they passed through the Red Sea,
当他们经过红海的时候
Paul says that it was as though they were baptized.
这个保罗说好像他们都被洗净一样。
Why does he say that?
为什么他这样讲呢?
Because when the sea closed,
当那个红海重新再盖起来的时候
and the waters returned to their proper place,
所有的水回到他们原来的地方
The children of Israel had left their old life behind.
这些以色列子民已经离开他们原来的生命。
They were now a new nation.
他们一个新的民族。
The chains were gone.
他们的锁链已经除去了。
Their old tyrant who ruled them.
他们以前辖制他们这个独裁的。
Had been completely overthrown.
完全被击败了。
And they were now free.
那个以色列人现在已经自由了
And so in the same way,
所以在同一个情况以下
when we put our trust in Jesus Christ,
当我们信靠主耶稣
we are baptized into him,
我们在他的名下被受浸
and Paul would say this,
保罗会这样讲
If anyone is in Christ,
所有在主里面的人
is a new creation.
他是个新造的人。
Old things have passed away.
旧的已经过去。
Behold, all things have become new.
看了，所以新的东西。
We are told that baptism, water baptism, is a picture.
我们看见那个用水浸是一个图画。
Of our identification with Christ.
这是我们认定一个耶稣的一个图画。
That we have died with him.
我们与他同死。
That we've been buried with him.
我们与他同埋葬。
And that we've been raised to new life with him.
我们被复活与他一起。
And we are told to walk in the newness of life.
我们被告诉我们从新的生命里面行走。
Now we know the children of Israel had many wanderings after that.
我们知道以色列民在一个旷野很多年。
And they failed to possess the promises of God.
他们没有办法来那个取神所应许之地。
They had many adventures.
他们有很多的遭遇。
And misadventures.
有很多不好的遭遇。
But that's for another BBS.
但是这个是另外一个史籍的题目。
Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you this morning that we can come together in this manner and have this time to reflect on the promises of your word. Lord, we pray that as we go forth into this week that we might be encouraged and know that you are speaking to us through your word and by your spirit. Thank you for my brother here who did a great job in translating. Thank you for the saints who have come together from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And there's such a representation here of your people on earth, Lord. We thank you for that. I thank you that the gospel is going forth this day around the planet, in villages in Africa, in cathedrals in Europe, in small country churches here in the United States. Lord, there are so many places where your word is being put forth today. And we just ask your blessing upon us. We think of the millions in China who are trusting you as Savior. We thank you for the church in China. We thank you for the church in Korea. We thank you for the church in Asia and in Africa. We thank you that you are calling men and women, boys and girls, to yourself. And we thank you that the gospel still is the power of God for everyone who believes. And so, Lord, we pray as we go forth this day that we might be encouraged in that, that we would live in light of the gospel, and that we would live it out, and that we would share it with those, Lord, who bring in our path. For, Lord, we pray this for your glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.